Good afternoon again, everyone. For our next speaker, I'm pleased to introduce Randy Curato. He is actually with the Attorney Liability Assurance Society, ALAS. And so what he's going to be talking today about is about ethics related to AI. Randy counsels and educates lawyers on ethics, professional responsibility, and avoiding malpractice. Very important things that we all must remember, particularly in our society today with artificial intelligence. Thank you, Randy.
Thank you, Kat. It's really a pleasure to be with you all. Thank you for hanging in there in the afternoon. I want to just to follow up on the introduction. So Attorneys Liability Assurance Society, affectionately known as ALAS by the people that we insure, good name for an insurance company, right? Alas, woe is me when you get served with a claim. But we are a mutual insurance company, so that means that the 235 firms that we insure own us. And so we work hand in hand as a risk retention group. And many of the firms represented here today are actually insured by ALAS. And we keep in constant contact with our lawyers and our law firms, identifying where claims are coming from and how to avoid them. I will tell you, just from the patent practice generally, I tell you that not only at ALAS, but in the commercial market, the number one problem in the patent practice is mistakes. We don't see too many conflicts claims. We don't see too many of the lawyers described in the OED description who are doing things that they shouldn't be doing in that way, but they actually are literally making mistakes. And we don't see too many unworthy client claims either in the patent practice, although you should be aware that those kind of people are out there. They're going to try to use your services to sometimes do things that turn out to be inappropriate or illegal. So I just want everyone to understand that it is important for us to all to be on guard of all the problems that can arise in the practice. And because mistakes are the leading cause of the money being paid by most insurance companies, that means we all have to pay attention to what we're doing and making sure we're crossing all the T's, dotting all the I's. Now, you all have plenty of experience, whether you're a patent prosecutor or litigator, to doing the same task repeatedly. This is how you draft. This is what you think of when you're drafting a claim. This is the communication you have to have in litigation. This is the discovery that's required. This is how we go after it. So I'd encourage you all, if you don't in your groups, create some checklists that remind you that these are the steps that you need to do. And of course, docketing is one of the most critical steps for anyone in the patent prosecution practice. It's important for litigation too. And the number one mistake that happens in the patent practice is a blown deadline. Now, a lot of the blown deadlines in the patent practice can be fixed, right? Just pay another fee, we're back on, we're going to reinstate it, whatever it is. Some foreign jurisdictions, you miss the deadline, you're done. And plaintiff's lawyers who represent the IP claimant are very good at blackboarding millions of dollars in damages, because this product would have been the most successful product in Japan ever on the face of the earth. And so make sure that you're on top of your docketing, because it's very hard to defend a blown deedline case. How many relatively recent grads out of law school? What is one of the first law school classes that you take? Torts, right? You remember that. Torts. So a malpractice claim is essentially a tort. There's a duty and there's a breach and there's some damages. So what are the four main elements of a tort? Duty, breach, causation, and damages. So a blown deadline, guess what? Duty, given, your job to file it on time. Number two, breach, given, you missed the deadline. And then all we're talking about when we try to defend lawyers is causation and damages. Oh, it didn't really cost you that much money. That's not a very good argument for us when we want to defend you. So make sure you are doing everything so our recommendation, obviously, on deadlines is every deadline should be checked and calculated twice by different people, and that it should be in at least two different places. in your central docketing system, whether you use CPI or whatever you might use, and in your personal calendar. And then someone has to make sure that everything is being pushed along.